look, both disappointed and hopeful. You know, but definitely disappointed in one sense that it's taken the Education Authority 2.5 years to come to the decision that they no longer want the site. You know, they've got the site among the ruins due to vandalism. And now, hopefully, what the hopeful thing is here now, the council will now take over the asset of the site and hopefully turn it into something that the whole community can benefit from.
And I suppose, what is it then that you would like to see happening there on that site?
Well, one thing that Strabane hasn't got, which that site could be really utilised for, is a town park. You know, it could be utilised there roughly alongside the riverside walk there, up along the head of the town burn, and then onto that site. So it'd be great if there was like a big town park put on there, or something along those lines that the full community across the Spare and Strabane area could use, which is most native from the Strabane area.
And I know this has been ongoing for this site for such a long time now. It's been running for years. It must be very frustrating that you just are no further forward.
Exactly, yep. As I say, 3.5 years it's been since that site became abandoned. And then it still obviously belonged to the Education Authority. And again, there was vandalism within that site, and especially those old school buildings that's there within the Liskey Road. There was a lot of heritage in that site, a lot of history in that site. And those buildings we want to see kept there for the history, because that seems to happen quite a lot across the Strabane areas where these old buildings are torn down and then you don't see all the history that once was there before. So obviously, whatever the future will be for the site, which we hope will be a town park, well, that's my view, hopefully a town park, that the two old buildings situated in that site that have a lot of historical heritage within there will be kept.